Good morning. My guest this morning is Carolyn Paulo from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Well, we interviewed you a while ago, and we're going a little bit further afield in this interview because we are talking about what the food bank is going to be involved in all the way up through January of next year.
Can so, you believe it's almost January?
I know. Give us a little background of just exactly what will be on your minds and on the minds of your clients from now until the end of January.
Absolutely. Well, we've got some fun stuff going on. So for some family fun this holiday season, Doubledecker Lanes in Roanoke Park is offering a free game of bowling for every can of food.
Bowling. I forgot.
Bowling. I know. But so much fun. I mean, the family's in town this holiday. Get a can of food. Go down to Doubledecker. Bowl a free game. That goes through January.
Oh, that's excellent.
We've also got the pizza lovers covered. Select locations of Round Table Pizzas throughout Sonoma County are offering $4 off a large or extra large pizza when you bring in two cans of non-perishable food.
Uh-huh. Who invents the... Well, I know one thing obviously that happens is that businesses throughout Sonoma County, when they find out what you're doing and how it works, they're eager to take part.
Yep.
And so many of the events that you do are tailored to very specific kinds of food-related businesses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to reach, definitely because we are a food bank, go along the common goal of food, but there's some fun other activities out there, getting involved with exercise, being healthy. I mean, that's a huge goal of ours.
Right.
We distribute 55% of healthy, fresh produce. So that's a huge mission of ours. Anyone who's willing to get involved with that is very important. And these creative ideas are these businesses. They're coming up with something fun, and we love it.
I suspect that's something that maybe people haven't thought about when they've thought about what the Redwood Empire Food Bank does, that it not only has to do with feeding people, but it has to do with feeding people well.
Mm-hmm.
And feeding people healthily.
Absolutely. We try it for kids. We even offer education classes about eating well. We have a huge diabetic program for our senior citizens. We work with childhood obesity. I mean, we're not just fighting hunger. We're fighting hunger and eating well for a longer life.
How do you find out about these health-related programs that you have?
We have a wonderful programs team at the food bank that is constantly researching new avenues, better ways to educate, how we can reach a larger audience, and what really resonates with the people in need.
What do you have to do to be a volunteer?
Show up. It really is that easy. You can head to our website, see volunteer opportunities. You can just walk into the food bank and we'll have you bag some apples. We have fun with our volunteers. It's a lot of energy and it's not a lot of time, and they do so much. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers.
Great. Carolyn, thanks very much for coming in. And again, thanks very much for all that you and all the people at the food bank do.
Thank you.
And if you out there are interested in doing something for the food bank, easy to do it. On the telephone, 523-7900, online, refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.